This is Tony and Mike in the Morning on WICC 600, sponsored by Selco Heating and Air Conditioning.
All right, we're at 45 degrees, and we do have a bit of sunshine this morning, kind of playing peekaboo. Here with Tony and Mike in the Morning. Thanks for having a second cup of coffee here with us as we get you rolling here on this Friday into the weekend. With us here in the studio is Dr. Pam Reeser, and she's with Advanced Radiology. She's head of Advanced Radiology, and we're going to talk a little bit today about what 3D breast tomosynthesis is, and the good doctor is here to kind of clear all of that up. How are you today, Doc? Good to see you.
I'm very good. It's good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get right to it. What is 3D breast tomosynthesis?
Well, I want to back up 1 second before I get into that and correct you. I am not the head of Advanced Radiology.
I'm sorry.
And that would be a surprise to all of the folks in the group. I'm actually the director of breast imaging, breast imaging.
Oh,
so
okay.
Just
okay.
A small detail to keep us honest. So 3D breast tomosynthesis is also known as tomo. You'll hear people talk about tomo or about 3D imaging. And it was actually been in development for a long time, and it is developed as an adjunct to regular mammography. It's a process in which the breast is placed in compression, just like a regular mammogram, and the technology has been developed in which imaging is done in an arc over the breast. Then those images are processed through a computer, when we all know how powerful computers have become, so that the ultimate process is similar to what's happening in a CAT scan. People are not aware of it. You still go through a CAT scan, you still get your mammogram, but these images are processed in the background in a computer, and they are then available for a radiologist, a breast imager, to review in 1 millimeter thick slices. So if the breast is compressed to say 5 or 6 centimeters, that means you're able to look through that thick breast with 1 millimeter slices. So if the tissue is compressed and you're trying to see through it, you can't see all the way through it. The analogy I think that works is if you have a glass of iced tea, you can see through the glass of iced tea. That's kind of like a fatty breast. If you put ice cubes in that glass of iced tea and you try to see through it, you can't see through that very well. Then if you put a piece of gravel in one of those ice cubes and you're looking for the piece of gravel, you can't see that. But if you think about being able to look through that glass of iced tea with little tiny thin sections, now you can see the individual ice cubes and you can find that little piece of gravel. So that's the idea of tomosynthesis, is being able to see through the tissue and find little abnormalities that were obscure without it.
Right, you were missing it. Or a good chance that you could miss it.
That's right.
Without it. So this is kind of like a step up, if you will.
It is. So everybody recognizes that mammography is imperfect. It's the best tool that we have that's been proven to significantly reduce mortality along with the major advances in treatment for breast cancer. So how can you improve mammography? And that's what everybody's been working for. Digital came out about 10 years ago, which was a step up, in your words, an improvement for specific groups of women. And then tomosynthesis has been developed since as an add-on to digital, again, trying to increase the specificity, which is the ability to detect cancers, and also to improve the specificity, which is how can we find things that are important to find and actionable, and know which things we don't have to fuss with, which things don't require further imaging.
Okay, interesting. We're talking with Dr. Pam Reeser with Advanced Radiology, and are there different types of tomosynthesis? I know I'd screw it up.
Yeah, tomo. It's easy. It's just the tomo is good. So tomosynthesis if you do a Wikipedia search, it'll tell you that tomosynthesis is actually out there and has potential applications in other parts of the body. But for our purposes today, we're talking about tomosynthesis in the breast. And that's what's been FDA approved. It's actually in relatively wide usage today. So there is only one kind of tomosynthesis in the breast. What is different, what are options in tomosynthesis in the breast, is how those images are used. And I think that's an important distinction for people to understand. So tomosynthesis is the acquisition of images through an arc over the breast. Those images are processed in a computer, and those are available to be reviewed at a workstation, kind of almost like a movie. You can page through those multiple 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 images, you know, back and forth almost through like a video. And then the woman still needs a mammogram, because the tomosynthesis doesn't substitute for mammography. So she still needs, we still need those what's called the 2D images, which is the old-fashioned kind of squeeze the breast, take a picture, look at it. So in the new kind of, or the new way that tomosynthesis is being, has been used and has been proven to be just as sensitive, is that second image, that 2D or regular mammogram, is being created from the tomo images. So that means the woman is exposed to radiation only once, as opposed to twice. So the 3D imaging is the same, but it's what you do with those. And that's something that advanced radiology has, and that we've actually put off purchasing the units that could do tomosynthesis until the technology was fully developed and approved by the FDA.
Okay, but it's amazing how, how far have we come even in the last 5 years?
It's remarkable.
It really is. It really is. Now, is there still a need for an ultrasound and all of that?
That's a really good question. So it's the dense tissue that can obscure the masses inside the breast. And studies both in the United States and in Europe and around the world have demonstrated that tomosynthesis is more sensitive in detecting breast cancer. But again, it's limited too. So if a lady has, particularly if a lady has extremely dense breast tissue, again, the analogy that I think works, if you think about a glass of milk, there's no way you can see through a glass of milk. And even if you think about paging through thin slices through a glass of milk, you got a white marble in there, sure, you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same thing with this really dense breast and a potential abnormality in it. So breast ultrasound is not limited by those same kinds of the physics of mammography and dense breast tissue. So ultrasound still is an important adjunct to tomosynthesis and mammography for the ladies with a dense breast.
Now, when it comes to tomo, is this something that every woman, when they go to be checked, eventually they're going to use this, or is this something you have to request?
It's a really good question. So I think that varies from office to office, or
okay,
from provider to provider.
Okay.
In some providers, I mean, the equipment is very expensive. So some providers don't have the ability to make that investment. So there could be a mix of 3D mammography and a mix of non-3D tomography. At Advanced Radiology, in our offices in Stratford, Fairfield, Trumbull, Stamford, and now Wilton, in five of our offices, we have the ability, all of our mammo patients get the 3D tomosynthesis.
Okay. All right, Doc. Unfortunately, we are running out of time. But if people want more information, is there a website that people can go to?
Yes, that is adrad.com. There's more information there. And, of course, you can give our office a call, and they can put us through to one of us to try to answer questions for anybody.
Okay. Sounds good. I thank you so much. Very interesting.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. There you have it. Here from WACC 600, we've got to do traffic and weather. Let's go to Kelly Quinn right now at 916.